Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each one of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Matthew chapter 25. I read for you again these words of our Lord. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. So far the reading of the text. Dearly beloved lambs of the Good Shepherd, we've reached the last Sunday of the church year, and our thoughts are directed once again to our Lord's return in glory and judgment day. This is good, for we often pray and confess without much thought that Jesus will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead. Today's gospel gives us a marvelous opportunity to consider what that means for us. After hearing about the coming of the Son of Man and his sitting on the throne, we notice that he will judge the peoples of all nations. This is what we confess. So the judge is God himself, even Jesus, the very Son of God, who died and rose again. And for this, we are eternally thankful. For the final judgment, the great separation, is not up to you or to me. It's not up to us to determine who will sit at our Lord's right or left hand. It's not up to us to determine who is a sheep and who is a goat. No, it's up to the one to whom the power and authority and judgment is given. And what will that judgment look like? Jesus describes it as a time of separation, even as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. Once all the people of the nations are gathered before him, once the living and the dead are brought into his presence, he will pronounce sentence upon each one of them. And the sentence is final. There's no approval, there's no appeal or reversal. The sheep will be welcomed into his eternal presence, and the goats will be sent away into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. But what's the basis on which he will make his final judgment? How does he determine who are sheep and who are goats? Does he simply judge them based on their works? Not at all. You see, the judgment, the separation takes place before there is any mention of works. Instead, what distinguishes the sheep from the goats is that the shepherd knows his sheep, and the sheep hear his voice and follow him. They receive from him all that they need for body and soul. They trust in him and his mercy. Now, we do need to remember that we are sheep of God's flock and we became so when he washed us in the waters of holy baptism and washed away our sins. Christ feeds us with his very body and gives us to drink his very blood. He came to us strangers and became our friend as He laid down His very life for us when He died on the cross. He covered the nakedness of our sins with the robe of His righteousness and holiness. We were deathly ill with sin and death, and He healed us with the balm of Gilead, the salve of forgiveness. He allowed Himself to be taken captive by the hands of sinful men so that we could be set free from the prison of sin and death. And all of this to make you His little lamb. And so you are. So, what is it about the works He mentions? How do they fit in? Well, quite simply, those are the acts of mercy that flow from the God-given faith which trusts in Jesus alone for forgiveness and life. After all, whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. Therefore, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So these works of mercy that Jesus mentions are not the cause of our salvation, but are rather the effects of salvation. They reflect the mercy that God has first shown to us. And as we serve others in our vocation, our calling, we are also serving Jesus. Notice, though, that the sheep don't even know that they did these acts of mercy for Jesus. In fact, they're actually surprised when they're mentioned. You see, they didn't think of their works at all. They certainly didn't trust in them. They didn't think that they had earned anything or deserved this special treatment. They just didn't think they were serving Jesus. Rather, those on the right show the truth of Luther's words. Oh, it is a living, busy, active, mighty thing, this faith. It is impossible for it not to be doing good works incessantly. Does not ask whether good works are to be done, but before the question is asked, it has already done them and is constantly doing them. So if anything, the sheep would simply respond, "We are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty." Because of the grace of God in Christ, with no merit or worthiness in them, the sheep hear the sweet invitation of their shepherd, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom for you prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Yes, they are blessed by Christ's Father, for they are His children. Because they, by grace, believe in Jesus alone for forgiveness and life, they are co-heirs with Jesus. And this inheritance is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Yes, the inheritance is eternal life in the presence of the Father and His Son, the Lamb, who was slain and is risen. It was prepared and established by the perfect life of obedience and the bloody atoning death of Jesus Christ, as He was enthroned on that cross. And this inheritance is received only as a gift of grace from the one who judges and gave his life a ransom for many. So, who are the goats? And why will they hear those horrifying words, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels"? Well, quite simply, the goats are those who reject the Lord Jesus as their only Savior from sin and death. They are those who do not hear or listen to his voice. They are those who trust in their own works and believe they can merit eternal life thereby. They are those who didn't want to live with Jesus in this life, and so they get what they want for eternity. And they too are surprised when the judge mentions that they have not done acts of mercy for him. You see, they say that if they would have seen Jesus in such dire straits, they would certainly have done something to help him. But the truth is, they didn't. And they wouldn't, just as they refused to serve their neighbor in his need. Like the unforgiving servant, they don't extend the mercy and grace they've been given to others, and so they forfeit it themselves. Again, Luther says, whoever does not do such works, however, is an unbeliever. He gropes and looks around for faith and good works, but knows neither what faith is nor what good works are. Yet he talks and talks with many words about faith and good works. And St. Paul writes, you are severed from Christ, you who would be justified by the law. You have fallen away from grace. Those are the goats. They want to live by the law, by their own efforts. And so they are separated not only from the sheep, but also from the shepherd, Christ himself. And that for all eternity. God grant that as you contemplate the end of the church year, yes, even the end of the world and the final judgment, that you would have his peace. That trusting in Christ alone, you would hear that gracious invitation to enter into his presence, to inherit the kingdom prepared for you. And having that inheritance is guaranteed by the shed blood of Christ. And so live a life pleasing to him by serving others. And thus, St. Paul writes, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. God grant to each of you such faith, that trust in his mercy alone, that you then do serve your neighbor in his need, and that you too will one day hear those gracious words, come you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.